it wasn't for Big Fatty, one of those stories, then, well, I wouldn't be named Melissa the Confused, and the show probably would still be floundering with a weird name. So, yay! Congrats, Big Fatty. Everybody in the room is saying congratulations to Big Fatty.
Yeah.
Oh, Mag says our Vegas show was awesome. Thank you, Mags. Thank you. Yes, I love that music, too. Mag says that he loves that music. I don't know why, but every time I hear that Big Fatty music, I'm like, oh, like, it's just funny to me, and I don't even know why, because there's nothing. It's just very short, and it's him saying, it's, you know, it's me, Big Fatty. But, yeah, I love it.
It is. It's catchy.
I love it. Love it. So does everybody want a little history lesson?
It's not just ruined. It's me, Big Fatty, online.
But every time I hear that Big Fatty music, I'm like, oh, you know, it's me, Big Fatty.
Yes! Well, hello, everyone. It is the Fat One, and this is episode 2967. The BFO for Thursday the 13th of June 2019. Y'all, coming up on today's Say It With Me.
A little show.
Big Fatty, I did not hear that Mike from Gaius say a little show. Oh, Big Fatty.
Rain came down, down, down in rushing, rising rivulets till the river crept out of its bed and crept right into piglets.
Hello, soggies, Big Fatty. Have you had an accident in your depends? No. Hi, everyone. I hope your Thursday is going well. Y'all, you soggies today. Because y'all, I'm going to tell you. Ever since I talked to you yesterday, I think it has rained constantly. And y'all, the old gal out there in Walnut Hills. By the way, I heard that the Robs were visiting Walnut Hills. Yes, Big Fatty. And they were going to eat somewhere which was right next to the old gal's El Dentisto, which we all know is Mexican for El Dentisto. And, you know, so evidently, and she's going to El Dentisto today, Thursday. Big Fatty, is the appointment at 2:30? I don't know. You know, so I'm sure there's going to be some goddamn dental drama. Big Fatty now spit. Where was I? Y'all, it's raining. Raining. Y'all, it was the weather rat here in Charleston. Oh, yes, Big Fatty, he was on because Dr. Stone's nowhere nearby. You know, he only goes on vacation when Dr. Stone comes to visit. And y'all, it was the first alert, moist day. Big Fatty, doesn't your youngest daughter, Nessa, hate the word moist, or is that Tara in Michigan? It doesn't matter. They're probably both moist, having to hear me say moist so much. Big Fatty, you're just vulgar. But y'all, I've put the ferns out, and y'all, they have gotten a drenching. I don't know that I'm going to be able to lift them because y'all, they're just, and if I can lift them to get them back up on the veranda, y'all, I'm not sure I can lift them high enough to put them back on the hook so that they're hanging. Big Fatty might pull the roof down. Well, I don't think they're that heavy. But y'all, we've needed the rain. You know, they always say you get it when you don't need it, and you don't get it when you do need it. Big Fatty, you just said the exactly opposite of what's happening. Well, you know what I mean. Yes, Big Fatty.
This is the part where Poodle goes and eats some cake.
Yeah, Gussie, y'all, today, the 13th of June, y'all, we have not one, but one and a half celebrations of exiting the birth canal. Big Fatty, what the hell do you mean? I'll tell you in a minute. Y'all, the first one, y'all, you heard her at the beginning of today's little show. Y'all, I've met this person, y'all, just one of the sweetest people you will ever meet. Y'all, I've met her mama. I've met her at the meet and greet at the the Disney, the Ratland out in California, eh? And at the Pride 48 out there in Las Vegas many, many, many times. And y'all, she tells me, and y'all, I don't remember this, but you know, being fatty, nobody's surprised by that. It's true. Y'all, she tells me that I gave her her nickname, Big Fatty. Y'all, it is none other than, y'all, she was the host of the Last Ovation little show. Yes, Big Fatty, it kind of played the bagpipes on itself, I guess so. But y'all, and she also was on the Inked, Blind, and Confused. Y'all, it's none other than Melissa the Confused. Oh, Big Fatty, we love Melissa the Confused. We do love Melissa the Confused. And Big Fatty, what's this about a half? Well, y'all, you know the Turnip Head up there in the northern Mexico. You know, he used to do the Underpants show. Y'all, you know, his celebration of exiting the birth canal. Big Fatty was yanking from the C-section, I believe. Well, that's too. Y'all, it that happens in December, and up in northern Mexico, that's no time to celebrate. So, y'all, he celebrates on the six-month anniversarium of his celebration. And y'all, so today, June the 13th is 6 months from December the 13th, so he's celebrating. Yes, Big Fatty. So, y'all, if you see Melissa the Confused or the Turnip Head on the Twitty or the FaceSpace, wish him a happy celebration of exiting the birth canal. And Big Fatty, I hope they both get a big old bottle of liquor. And liquor, I barely know of. Oh, Big Fatty, I know of, but never mind. And a big old piece of cake. Show comes to an end, I know, but you know, just yes, Big Fatty, it'll be like a horse, we'll just take it out back and shoot it too, Big Fatty. Since I talked to y'all, I didn't really do a damn thing because it was raining. You did hear me say it was raining. Y'all did not go for an evening nipple walk because it was raining. Yes, Big Fatty, and you didn't have your rubbers. No, I did not have my rubbers to put on. Big Fatty Vulgar. Y'all, I did watch some things on the TV machine. Y'all, there was some special things that I've been watching here lately, and y'all, I couldn't be happier. Could not be happier. Y'all, I was almost touching myself inappropriately. Yes, Big Fatty. And while I was watching all this, y'all, I got a FaceTime call from Northern Mexico from the birthday, the Havsies. Big Fatty, does that have anything to do with the foreskin? No, the Havsies birthday. Of the Turnip Head, y'all, it was the Turnip Head. Y'all, by the way, I don't know if y'all have seen pictures of the Turnip Head here recently. He posts some on the Twitty every now and then. He may do it on the FaceSpace too, I don't know. But y'all, he is looking good. Y'all, he has dropped, I don't know how much weight he's dropped, but y'all, you can tell that he feels good. He's got a smile on his face. You can even see that twinkle in his eye again. Big Fatty, didn't they just legalize something up in the northern? Well, that may be part of the twinkle. Y'all, we chitter-chatted for a little bit, and y'all, it was just lovely. Just lovely. And y'all, then after that, I turned on the brand new Press Your Luck. And y'all, I have to say, I was quite impressed with the revamp of the little show. And y'all, it was just lovely. It was lovely. They played the game exactly the same way. Y'all, I don't know who the lady is that's the host of it, but y'all, preconceived notions were I wasn't gonna like her, but y'all, by the end of the show, I loved her. And y'all, it's played just the same way as the old Press Your Luck in the first two rounds, except now whoever has the most money at the end of round two, I say chew, y'all, they get to go to this brand new bonus game where they can win up to $1 million. And y'all, the thing I like about the bonus game is they put prizes on it, but it's prizes that are specific to you, that means something to you. And it was just lovely. And y'all, there's a homosexual that won on two, I say, Tuesday night, and his husband was on there. And y'all, it was just really, really well done. So y'all, if you hadn't watched the new Press Your Luck, get your ass on over there and check it out. Yes, Big Freddy. And y'all, I forgot to mention the animation of the whammies is wonderful. And y'all, they're all new. I think there was only one repeat from the old Press Your Luck, but it's all done very well done. And y'all, my favorite one was the Oprah whammy, and the whammy is standing there dressed like Oprah, and it says, "And you get a whammy, and you get a whammy, and you get a whammy, and you get a whammy," and y'all, then a car falls out of the season and kills the whammy. Beep, whammy. Y'all, I stayed up and watched that Stephen Colbert, and y'all then hit the hay. Yes, Big Freddy. What else? Big Freddy, we don't know. But anyway, y'all, Whitman Tinker didn't bother coming by. But y'all woke up about 7 a.m. in the morning, and y'all, it was dark outside because it was raining. Ben, Freddy, why hadn't you mentioned that before now? I don't know. So y'all, I just rolled my flat ass back over, and y'all, I didn't get out of the bed till about 8:30 a.m. in the morning. Had me a little coffee, got my share. And then I was off to have lunch with Miss Kitty and his favorite dancing girl, Olive. Y'all, we went to the famous toastery, as we oftentimes do. Y'all, I had the meatloaf sandwich today. And y'all, I'm going to tell you, the slice of meatloaf is about 2 inches thick on this sandwich. And it comes with yellow mustard on it and American cheese. And it's on sourdough bread and served with chips. Y'all, it is just lovely. And after that, y'all, I was off to the Von's East. Can you hear that? Can you hear that? Yes, everybody, we hear it. We hear it, y'all. As I do, it was hump day, and I was at the Von's East. Y'all, I had a coupon. Buy one a Hallmark card and get one free. So, y'all, I needed a card. I'm going to a retirement drop-in today, and I just need a little retirement card, so I picked that up. Y'all, they had those good Asian sesame solid bag solids on sale, $3 for $10. I only picked up two of them, and you know, you still get a discount when you do that. Y'all, they had the good 8 o'clock brand coffee, and y'all, I don't need any here at the Villa, but y'all, and when I go to Atlanta, we have the K-Cups. And so I picked up a couple of boxes of the K-Cups to have while I'm over there. Y'all, they had something brand new at the Von's East today. Y'all, it was the Oscar Mayer Bafrin, but y'all, it was black pepper Bafrin. Big Fan. confetti. And y'all, it was buy two, get one free. So I picked up three of those. Y'all, it looks delicious. Picked up a package of sliced white mushrooms. Racist! For my Italian Mussolini spaghetti I'm going to make. Y'all, I picked up a little vinaigrette dressing. It was buy one, get one free. Got me an onion for my Mussolini spaghetti. Y'all, I got... y'all, they had the Von's East Premium quarts of ice cream, too, for $5. And y'all, I got the red velvet cake and the Boston cream pie donut flavor. Big Fetty, you're gonna do that. It's me, Big Tubby, online. Y'all, and then I picked up a couple of things that I don't normally get. Y'all, I needed some waxed paper, so I got me a roll of that. I got me some heavy-duty Reynolds wrap. Yes, Big Fetty, it's oven-tempered for flexible strength, it's true. And y'all, I needed some new freezer Ziploc bags, and so I got, they were two for $5, so I picked up a couple of those. Y'all, I spent more than I normally do because I got those odd things. Spent $52.34, but I saved $32.09. Yes, Big Fetty, and we get to have ice cream for my lactose intolerant Big Fetty. You'll be tooting all night. Yeah, that's it, y'all. A couple of things I wanted to touch base on. Here at the end of the little show, y'all, I got an e-letter from Michael. And y'all, Michael, he posted over at the BFO. He says he was telling me about the Tony Awards and all like this. And y'all, he says, Big Fatty, I've been a lurker since the LFC days. And I said, oh, you're a glutton for punishment. He says, a glutton for silliness. Yes, guilty. By the way, I share the same birth year as you and Vera, but I'm much younger, having been born in September, and my husband Mark loves you too. Well, Michael, thank you so much for sticking around with Big Fatty. Yes, Big Fatty, and Mark, we'll keep Michael in our thoughts. Big Fatty, y'all, you know Peter G. Peter G. yesterday had that song caught in his head, and y'all, Sam in the Hinterlands. sends Big Fatty a little a recap of every show. She says, if I forget to say something on the 20, tell that Peter G to chew gum. It does something to the nervous system to help get rid of song earworms. And y'all, I've never heard that before. Never in my life have I heard that before. And y'all, just one sad little thing. Y'all, send out some love to Steve the Tater of the Airplane Show. Y'all, I don't know if it's his only one, but one of his rats died. Big Fatty, was it a weather rat? No, I think it predicted when Marines were going to show up. Oh, Nick, I see. Y'all have you have a lovely, just a lovely Thursday. Y'all, I was looking at my TiVo machine, and y'all, my TiVo can record four shows at the same time. I don't think that's ever happened until Wednesday night. I was recording four little shows Wednesday night at 8 o'clock p.m. in the evening. So anyway, y'all, we got Father's Day coming up this weekend. Don't forget, Big Fatty, just like Mother, I'll be happy to be your daddy father for the weekend. So anyway, y'all, at the beginning of today's little show, you heard the birthday girl, Melissa the Confused, and Melissa in 32 more episodes, what are you going to miss the most?
But every time I hear that Big Fatty music, I'm like, oh, you know, it's me, Big Fatty.
Oh, yes. Well, if you miss it enough, go over to the Quiz Program channel.
You can leave a comment on the website at BigFattyOnline.com, and you don't have to use the www. Or drop me an e-letter at ruined@BigFattyOnline.com, or call the brand new voice letter number at 619-784-6331. That's 619-RUINED-1. And ask a question or just natter with the fat one.
Yes!
This has been a presentation of the RNL Podcasting Network and a proud member of Pride 48.